The Alpha Omega Tower combines both the elements of a church and a water tower. Richard Maudsley, or the artist, was born in the small town of Winfield, Kansas, where the tallest structures are water towers and church spires. The artist basically made the water tower a place of worship and has incorporated many different religious aspects in many of his other pieces of art. On the art, there is an exorbitant amount of metal used, and I think this metal acts as protection for the church and makes it everlasting. The piece uses a paraphernalia of different gemstones, like gold, rhodium, and pearl, and that represents how valuable the church was to Richard Maudsley. In the future, many countries will be densely populated and churches will become smaller and smaller so the city can house more people. On the water tower, the two letters in the Greek alphabet mean Christ and God in the book of Revelations. And I believe that is the reason the two symbols are on the top of the sculpture. The pearls act like lights, brightening the sculpture from the top to the bottom. The pipes going down may take oil from the ground and use the oil to power the lights so the Valhalla could last for an amenable amount of time. On many of the symbols on this water tower, there are pearls, but some of these pearls are missing. I believe that these missing pearls represent that nobody is perfect, and the best thing that you can do for your mistakes is apologizing. Also, the different patterns on this tower are very different from each other. This tower represents many different specifics in the church, and I believe it is very futuristic. This has been Ben Boyack with another Bulldog Art Tour.